Every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
The news at noon. This news report sponsored by TC Auto Works, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Strang's Heating and Electric, serving South Central Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Potential homebuyers are finding a mixed bag as they look for a house this holiday weekend. Mortgage rates rising for the first time in 5 weeks, and data showing that new and pending home sales have dipped. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more.
The big factor behind this is the Federal Reserve, which for now is holding off on cutting interest rates. But here's the positive news for anyone looking to buy a home or refinance on their current mortgage. The government lender Freddie Mac says it is still expecting rates to moderately decrease in the second half of the year.
President Biden and the First Lady will host a barbecue for active duty service members and their families later today. It comes as the president remains on defense over his poor debate performance and growing calls for him to step out of the race. It is election day in Britain. The Labour Party projected to win big and could oust conservatives' control of government for the first time in 14 years. That as the country grapples with high inflation and other economic challenges. This is ABC News. Just in time for the 4th of July holiday, crews have finished a temporary detour around the landslide on a vital route to the resort town of Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Repair crews were watching as both lanes of a highway in Teton Pass fell into a deep ravine. Less than a month later, says State Engineer John Eddins, a temporary detour is open alongside the collapse section.
There's a lot of deliberate engineering to make sure we are protecting the safety of the traveling public.
But Jackson, Wyoming Town Council member Jessica Chambers is skeptical.
There's not a lot of room for error.
She fears safety was traded for speed to get the road to Jackson Hole reopened for the busy tourist season. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
History in professional sports. Jessica Campbell will be an assistant coach for the Seattle Kraken, making her the first female coach in NHL history. She was already the first female assistant coach in hockey's minor league. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets.
This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. The forecast for this day on this July 4th, calling for highs in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Southeast winds 2 to 5, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and a few spots may see a thunderstorm or two. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, lows in the low to mid 60s, south winds of around 5. Friday, highs in the mid 70s, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, and partly sunny Saturday. 30% chance for spotty showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs near 80. With the light winds, it is 75 degrees at 6 minutes after 12 noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon on this Thursday, July 4th. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks, in for Joanne Krulatz. An Illinois man has died from injuries received in a motorcycle crash last month. Jonathan Lee Tomlinson, 39, of Galesburg, Illinois, died yesterday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The crash occurred Sunday morning on June 23rd around 10 in the town of Bergen. Tomlinson was traveling south on State Highway 35 near Spring Coulee Road in rural Stoddard and lost control. He was ejected and sustained serious injuries. The crash that eventually took the life of Jonathan Lee Tomlinson, 39, of Galesburg, Illinois, remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. The victim of Tuesday's Walworth County house explosion has died. The sheriff's office said 68-year-old Leland Holden died after being airlifted to a trauma center. Deputies and the Elkhorn Fire Department responded to reports of an explosion and fire in the town of Lafayette shortly after 2. Holden, the home's sole resident, was located in the rubble. The state fire marshal is assisting with the investigation. The deaths of a woman and her son in Adams County are being investigated as homicides. The Adams County Sheriff's Office confirmed that Tuesday after the bodies of 62-year-old Sharon Miller and her son, 38-year-old Jamie Lumby, were found buried on property in the town of Strong's Prairie last week. Autopsies indicated they were both killed. No suspects have been identified. Evidence was submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. President Biden tells Civic Media's Earl Ingram his bad debate performance last week pales in comparison to his record in office.
I had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
President Biden knows exactly what he means when Donald Trump remarked about what he called black jobs during last week's debate.
You know what he's doing. It's shameful. He's talking about black jobs, meaning all the things that blacks can do are manual labor, menial labor. That's what he's doing. That's how he looks at it.
In the interview, Biden also said he's done more for black Americans than any other president. He's fostered black representation at the highest levels of government.
I picked a black woman to be my vice president. I've appointed the first black woman to be a Supreme Court justice. I've appointed more black judges, more black women judges than every other president in American history combined.
Biden says the number of black-owned businesses has exploded under his watch. President Biden told Civic Media's Earl Ingram, Donald Trump wants to undo all he's done for black Americans.
I'm sorry to get so worked up, but he is just, he's done terrible things to the community, and he has about as much interest and concern for black and minority communities as the man in the moon does.
Biden campaigns in Madison tomorrow. There are accusations of disruptive behavior by observers at polling places in Glendale on Tuesday. It took place during voting for a special election primary between Democratic State Representatives Dora Drake and Lakeisha Myers in the 4th State Senate District. Glendale Mayor Brian Kennedy, a Democrat, told WisPolitics that the observers were challenging every absentee ballot that poll workers were trying to process but lacked sufficient grounds to do so. And he provided WisPolitics pictures of observer sign-in sheets that showed Peter Berniger and Harry Waite were among the observers. Both men are activists who have raised numerous false claims about the 2020 election. Glendale police said in a statement that they were called to two polling locations following reports of disruptive observers and said a woman at one site and a man at another agreed to leave voluntarily. No arrests were made. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider two challenges to a 175-year-old law that conservatives have interpreted as an abortion ban. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin asked the High Court in February to invalidate these statutes. The organization argues the Wisconsin Constitution's declaration that people have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness means women have a right to control their own bodies. Republican prosecutor has asked the Supreme Court to overturn a Dane County's judge ruling that the law only prohibits feticide, not abortions. The court released orders Tuesday that show the justices voted 4-3 to take the Planned Parenthood case and decided unanimously to review the Dane County ruling. An important subsidy for Wisconsin child care centers is due to run out at the end of September. Governor Evers says lawmakers need to do something to save it.
It's important for our economy. If we lose that money, there will be places that close, and if people lose their child care, then they'll likely leave the workforce. So it's pretty simple.
That was Evers speaking at a child care center in Red Granite on Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court is an issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. A poll found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. Sarah Harris is with a civic engagement group called Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
After some divisive rulings and recent scandals, civil engagement groups say U.S. Supreme Court justices are doing a bad job at policing themselves.
Chief Justice Roberts and others put out a sort of suggestion list of ethics, but it's not binding. So it sort of leaves it up to other people on the court to decide if or when there is an ethical issue. And as we've seen, the ethical issues continue to happen.
Once again, that's Sarah Harris of Stand Up America. A Democratic state representative has won an open seat in the Wisconsin State Senate. Unofficial results from Tuesday's primary in the 4th Senate District and again showed that State Representative Dora Drake defeated fellow Democratic State Representative Lakeisha Myers with a 65% of the vote. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mohn says he'll step down from his post next year and return to teaching. Mohn announced on the social platform X that he plans to resign effective July 1st, 2025. He said he will transition to a professorship in the university's business school. He did not say why he has chosen to resign. Asked for an explanation, UW-Milwaukee spokesperson Angelica Duria said only that it was a deeply personal decision for Mohn and for him. It's the right time. Mohn has served as UW-Milwaukee chancellor since late 2014. New research by the Better Business Bureau's Give.org shows that while what people value most from charity monitoring organizations is assessment of charity spending, review of accuracy and appeals, and protection of donor information are now similarly top of mind. In particular, when asked to consider the importance of 7 different accountability elements, survey participants said it is very important for independent charity monitoring to review how the charity spends its money, whether the charity appeals are truthful, accurate, and not misleading, and whether the charity adequately protects donor information. Better Business Bureau's Give.org, the standards-based charity evaluation group, released the Give.org Donor Trust Special Report, Public Eye on Charity Accountability. The report, a survey of more than 2,100 adults in the United States and more than 1,000 adults in Canada, explores public positions and expectations related to a selection of charity accountability themes, including oversight, charity finances, impact, solicitation materials, artificial intelligence, and data security. When asked to imagine that a charity they personally support appears in the news for being hacked and having data stolen, 22.5% say they would no longer donate, and another 51.7% say they would hold off on donating until they are satisfied that the issue is resolved. Better Business Bureau's Give.org urges donors to give thoughtfully by taking time to investigate charities before making a donation, and to visit Give.org to verify if a charity meets the 20 Better Business Bureau standards for charity accountability. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for fast cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places in all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. And be tick aware this July 4th holiday. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute Executive Director Jennifer Meese said that a number of preventative measures people can take.
They can use insecticides. They can pre-treat their clothing or their tents or whatever with certain products. And then also doing thorough tick checks is really important to reduce their risk. If they do have a tick that was attached and they start to develop symptoms within, you know, days to weeks after, they should seek health care.
Ticks are typically more active in Wisconsin from May to November. Most tick-borne diseases here are spread by the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick. It's 20 minutes after 12 noon, and just a moment we'll hear from Ken Thede in this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas, conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green. They also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
It's a cloudy 75 degrees here at 22 minutes after 12 noon. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
July is Beef Month. It was a December 3rd, 1926 article that provides the details of J.W. Martin, who was honored by the Chicago Saddle and Sirloin Club. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to WisconsinHistory.org, BA2276, James W. Martin of Buena Vista, prominent in Richland County as a livestock breeder, is to be honored by having his picture hung on the wall of the Saddle and Sirloin Club in Chicago. Mr. James W. Martin, as a prominent farmer of Richland County, was born in Barnesville, Belmont County, Ohio, on September 29, 1855. He came to Richland County with his father and his mother in 1856, coming to Richland County by stagecoach from Madison. Mr. Martin owns now 600 acres of land in Richland County. The home farm consists of 315 acres. Mr. Martin was educated in a log schoolhouse on Highway 14 along 40 rods from the Martin Farm. After graduating from common school, Mr. Martin attended Glacier School at the time. It was a high school at Sextonville. For 14 months from there, he attended the University of Wisconsin for three more years, taking up Latin, German, and English courses, and learning a great deal about agriculture by working on a nearby farm for 12 and a half cents a day. That was his pay through his schooling. From there, Mr. Martin returned. He went into the purebred Red Pole breed and has been breeding high-grade registered Red Poles up to the present time. Mr. Martin has made 5 trips to England to import high-class Red Poles. Each time, Mr. Martin sold bulls to some of the most noted and distinguished breeders in the United States. Jean Duluth Farm was purchased from and a cow the Martin Farm had carried for a calf that was notedly a bull corporal. The calf was named Protector Knot, K-N-O-T, who is the sire of many of Jean Duluth's recorded animals. Mr. Martin has made many noticeable records, both official and in cow testing work. He has shown his herd for many years at all the leading fairs throughout the area. Mr. Martin is the possessor of thousands of ribbons that were won by his animals. Besides being a breeder of fancy Red Poles, he raises a carload of baby beeves, which for every year he receives top prices. He is also a successful hay raiser and a poultry man. For 20 years, Mr. Martin has grown alfalfa successfully. The first round silo in Richland County was built on the Martin farm. He also purchased the first corn shredder, the first reaper, a binder, mower, corn binder, and hay loader, all of those firsts for Richland County. He has owned a corn binder for now 25 years. The Martin farms are well kept and the soil is productive. He is active in Richland Center, a member of the Kiwanis Club. Each year, all the members, together with their families, spend a day at the Martin Farms, enjoying a good picnic and a good time. He's also a member of the Masonic Lodge of Richland Center, a kind and respected man by those who know him, and Richland's citizens feel highly honored at this time having the state of Wisconsin choosing one of their neighbors to be honored by the university. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the first passenger train from Richland Center to Lone Rock, dating July of 1876.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
The annual Lone Rock 4th of July celebration is being held today at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock. The marketplace featuring local vendors and organizations is open until 7. Enjoy festivities throughout the day. Activities include Precious Prairie Land Critters Petting Zoo from now until 5, Tuningo at 4, and a raffle drawing and meat paddle raffle at 6. Music and dancing featuring Doc's DJ also will be featured from 5 to 11 tonight. End of the day with a fireworks starting at dusk. There will also be food concession stands on the grounds. The Blackhawk 4th of July celebration in Sauk City being held today. A chicken dinner and pie is being served until 2, and old-time games beginning at 1. Cost for the dinner is $15 with pie slices available for $2. Lafarge United Methodist Church is holding their chicken barbecue serving from now until 4. The menu includes a half chicken, coleslaw, beans, bun, brownie, and water for $14 per plate. You can call 608-625-2375 for carryouts. The Viroqua Community Band will perform at the Sherry Butt House Museum in Viroqua 1. Strawberry shortcake will be sold for a fundraiser for the museum. Reedsburg's Freedom Fest is being held from 3 to dusk today, featuring live music, food vendors, kids games, and fireworks. Viroqua will be lighting their fireworks at 9:30 tonight at the Vernon County Fairgrounds, and fireworks will be held at Cronsage Park in Boscobel at dusk. High water will be postponing a fireworks show with dangerously high water on the Wisconsin River. Sauk Prairie's Fire on the River Festival has been rescheduled from Friday and Saturday to August. Organizers said they can't ensure the safety of the firework crew or anyone on or near the river this weekend. The amphitheater, where the fireworks display traditionally takes place, is completely underwater. The boat launch is inaccessible, and the shoreline is not safe. The Coast Guard is closing two paths of the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin. The affected areas go from Whitman, Minnesota to Trempealeau, and from La Crosse to the Quad Cities. The Coast Guard says the water is too high from recent rains to be safe for people and their boats. Effective immediately, the emergency slow no wake order that was in effect from the Wisconsin River from Highway 33 bridge in Portage downstream to Tippery Point on the Wisconsin River in Columbia County has been lifted and is no longer in effect. Year-round laws regarding no wake distances from shorelines and posted buoys are still in effect on all waterways. In Columbia County on Swan Lake, the water level remains above the automatic no wake threshold, and the automatic no wake ordinance remains in effect. There are ways to be safe with fireworks on this 4th of July holiday, and ways to get hurt. UW Health's Dr. Jeff Potthoff spoke with Fox 6 in Milwaukee. He said that emergency departments typically see people with fireworks injuries who are not sober. Potthoff cautions that mixing a lot of alcohol and fireworks is just a recipe to have something bad happen. Potthoff also said young children should wear closed shoes to protect their feet from burns from dropped sparklers, and adults should avoid attempting to relight dud fireworks. If those do not ignite unexpectedly, if they choose to, it can result in significant injuries. Be a storm drain hero. With all the rain Wisconsin's been getting, storm drains and catch basins can become clogged with debris. Clearing those can prevent localized flooding in your neighborhood. Ready Wisconsin advises only doing so safely, using a rake or shovel handle to clear the drain. Do not wade into water if you're unsure of its depth. If clearing the storm drain or catch basin does not work, contact your local public works department. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization for the incidental taking of a rare fish, which may result from the Long Lake Dike Repairs Project in Sauk County. The DNR proposes a full drawdown of Bakken's Pond along the lower Wisconsin State Riverway. The drawdown is necessary as a site preparation for reconstructing the dike and spillway that creates the impoundment. The current dike is degraded and breached at the spillway, so by repairing the full length of the embankment and improving the spillway of Long Lake Dike, the dike will be more functional and allow habitat managers to manipulate water levels. Construction on the dike is slated for mid-July through early October. The presence of the state-endangered starhead tompano is confirmed near the project site. DNR staff has determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. However, it is concluded that the proposed project will minimize the impacts of the species by adhering to conservation measures. It's not likely to jeopardize the continued existence and recovery of the state population of the species or the whole plant animal community, of which it is a part of and has benefit to the public health, safety, or welfare that justifies the action. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effects of the endangered species being incorporated into the proposed incidental take authorization. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the starhead top minnow are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notes webpage or upon request by calling 608-516-3742. Written comments regarding the project-related impacts to the starhead top minnow are due by July 12th.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Thursday, July 4th. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto, died April 6th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday at 11 at Blackhawk Park near DeSoto. The Sealand Funeral Home in Coon Valley is assisting the family. Lisa Everson is survived by her son, Chad, and Crystal Everson of DeSoto, one grandson, her parents, Harold and Linda Everson of DeSoto, four sisters, Lori and Tim Manning of Lansing, Iowa, Jeanette and Eric Wunsch of La Crosse, Lynn and Rich Tully of Stoddard, and Julie and Steve Ingram of La Crescent, Minnesota. 12 nieces and nephews, 12 great nieces and nephews. Lisa Everson, 64, of DeSoto. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly June 13th of a heart attack at his home. A funeral service will be held on Thursday, July 11th at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home on Thursday, July 11th from 9 until the time of service at 11. A veteran's final salute will be held at 9. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a charity of your choice honoring veterans. Survivors of Edwin Burton include two sisters, Nancy and Peter Bittner of Casanova and Cheryl Burton of Las Vegas, a brother-in-law, Gary Pfaff, a niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Edwin E. Burton, 65, of Richland Center.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Today's anniversary wishes are sponsored by a Center Pharmacy in Voskett Bell and Richland Center. And
reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Voskett Bell Pharmacy. Center and Voskett Bell Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Voskett Bell Pharmacy in downtown Voskett Bell. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes today go out to Joe and Janice Lord. Happy anniversary again from Voskett Bell and Center Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I hope you're having a wonderful 4th of July so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, more unsettled weather conditions building into the region today. There's scattered rain from the Dakotas through parts of Minnesota, Iowa, west and south Wisconsin into Illinois and Indiana. Now, the rain has been very light around our neck of the woods, just basically some sprinkles and drizzles. It's been a little bit heavier up toward the Minneapolis area and also down toward Illinois and Indiana. We can expect some heavier showers and thunderstorms to gradually bubble up as a low-pressure system in southern Minnesota heads our way. And some of these could be on the stronger side late today into this evening with some hail and gusty winds, downpours and lightning. So if you are going to be involved with any outdoor activities, keep an eye on the skies and be prepared to move indoors should some thunderstorms approach. Rainfall amounts could be as much as a half to 1 inch through late tonight, trending a little heavier north of us, where 2 or 3 inches may fall in parts of southeast Minnesota through central and north central Wisconsin. Otherwise, tomorrow looks like a fairly cloudy day as that low pressure system still swirls across Wisconsin, could bring us a couple more showers, although the steadier rain tomorrow expected in the northern half of Wisconsin. Otherwise, we get into the weekend, a little more sunshine peeking out, that'll be nice. For the rest of today, mainly cloudy and muggy with scattered showers. A few spots may get a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s. The wind staying relatively light. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, low at 63. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high about 74 degrees, west wind 7 to 15. Friday night, any showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low 58. Saturday, partly sunny and mild, high 79. Chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Going into Sunday, mixed skies, scattered showers and storms likely, high 79. Monday through Wednesday, partly sunny, isolated showers each day. High temperatures close to 80. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a cloudy 76 degrees. That is our high for the day with our morning low 64. Yesterday, we had a high of 86 degrees and just 1/100th of an inch of rain. A record high for this day set back in 2012 at 99, while a record low of 43 was set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 90 and our low was 65. Look for sunset today to be at 8:45, sunrise tomorrow at 5:27. No precipitation yet. The barometer, though, still falling. It's at 29.90, and we have light southeast winds. Again, it's a cloudy 76 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Protecting critical groundwater resources today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Giant underground reservoirs of water known as aquifers have been tapped for decades for above-ground use. In parts of the country where aquifers are receding, plans are being discussed to try to recharge them. In California, for example, where David Cameron is a lawyer specializing in water rights issues.
Groundwater has been used for decades and has been relied upon, and that's depleted aquifers. And certain impacts result from that, whether that's dry wells or subsidence issues or just simply non-productive aquifers. That historical use has made interests aware of the need to seek to replenish those aquifers.
Cameron says water use is heavily regulated in California, and he adds other parts of the country have stepped up interest in protecting it.
Groundwater is a significant water resource. Whether you're in a municipality, it's true, even more so if you're in a rural environment. Groundwater is a source for about 37% of water that municipalities deliver to households and businesses. About 90% of water systems rely on groundwater to some extent. Groundwater provides drinking water for more than 90% of rural populations, and 42% of water used for irrigation comes from groundwater.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
That 4th of July cookout is putting a little heat on your wallet. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. First Iowa's climatologist says the recent flooding of the upper Midwest has caused devastating damage to many farming operations. Justin Glisson with their Department of Ag and Land Stewardship says impacts have been widespread.
We've heard of livestock losses. We've had some farmers in north central, northwestern Iowa had to replant already given wet conditions earlier in the growing season, and now those fields are covered in water.
He tells Brownfield river levels could keep rising due to the current weather outlook. Much of the flooding in Iowa will drain into the Missouri River, but floodwaters are also high on the upper Mississippi. Some locks and dams are closed to navigation. Economic experts say inflation is shifting some buying habits as consumers gather for summer cookouts. According to Rabobank's 2024 Barbecue Index, the average American will spend $99 on a cookout today, up 2% from last year. When it comes to beverages, senior analyst Jim Watson says beer inventories remain elevated, putting pressure on beer pricing.
this is still completely a COVID hangover. We ran out of stock, then everybody stocked up way, way, way too much afterwards. Then sales slowed down, and we're having a tough time working through this inventory issue in the market.
The price of soda has increased despite flat volumes, and Watson says consumers are ditching the 2-liter bottles for 12 packs of mini cans.
That pricing is going to be much better for the supplier. And hopefully you get more convenience as a consumer.
Economists say beer, soda, beef, and lettuce account for 64% of the total cost of an average 10-person barbecue. On a related note, the American Farm Bureau Federation's July 4th Market Basket Survey had the cost of a cookout at $71.22. That's up 5% from last year and up 30% from just 5 years ago. Bert Nelson tells Brownfield chicken and potato salad were the only items that declined in price. Nelson says the cost of the summer cookout has reached its highest level since the survey began in 2013. USDA says 454 million bushels of corn were used for fuel alcohol production in May. That's up 7% from April and 3% above a year ago. Solid margins are continuing to support the soybean crush activity. USDA says 192 million bushels of beans crushed to produce meal and oil in May, 14 million higher than April, 3 million more than a year ago. And a reminder, the markets are closed for the 4th of July holiday. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
Sirtana is our newest corn pre-emergence herbicide, incorporating two effective sites of action for multiple different species. So one part is our saflufenacil group 14 herbicide with a solvent encapsulation, which gives it some flexibility for both pre-emergence applications and early post applications. Along with pyroxasulfone, we also know that is Zidua. It's a group 15 herbicide. So we've put those two together in a premix. It gives us some very strong residual power to effective sites of action as a pre on our problem weeds like water hemp, and also strong residual for large seed broadleaves like giant ragweed, and also a very good residual for grasses like giant foxtail.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
A look at the quarterly Hogs and Pigs report. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market update. The USDA released its latest quarterly Hogs and Pigs report last week. University of Missouri Scott Brown says breeding inventory numbers mattered.
The report came in with breeding inventory at 96.8% of a year ago. For me, that was near where we were the previous quarter. So we've been running about 6 million head of breeding inventory, a little more than that, but right near 6 million head. So a lot of sideways as we've gone through this year. The other piece of the puzzle, pigs per litter, which, by the way, that breeding inventory number of 96.8 came in below the bottom end of the pre-report estimate. So that piece of the puzzle might have been positive. Pigs per litter, March through May, came in at 101.8. That was a little bit below where we would have expected, but continued growth in pigs per litter. I take those two things and put them together, and I go, more pigs maybe in front of us, but it's an industry on the supply side that's been going sideways of late. If you look for a second at the individual states here, Iowa down 90,000 head of breeding inventory, Texas down 50,000 head, and Missouri down 40,000 head. Those were the big movers in terms of losses in breeding inventory.
So what does this potentially mean for the markets? Brown says,
given that this it's a lot of sideways, I keep saying I think prices are a lot sideways. We've certainly had better prices as we've gone through 2024 than we expected. But we look at of late, it's just been a lot of sideways, maybe even a little down. I think as we get later this year, We're going to have more market hogs, perhaps, as we get in the last quarter. Maybe that's going to weigh on prices. So maybe there's an opportunity for a little bit of price risk management on the hog side, just trying to make sure we avoid as much of the potential for lower prices as we look later in 2024.
Brown says feed costs will also play into the potential for producer profitability. Just a reminder, markets are closed today in observance of the July 4th holiday. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
There are continued questions about how many acres were actually planted of corn and soybeans this year. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Garrett Toy, president of Ag Trader Talk, tells Brownfield he's looking less at adjustments to planted area and more at potential changes to harvested area this year.
You know, the commentary after the stocks and acres report were, well, how can the USDA find a million more acres? We've had such flooding across the, you know, Minnesota and Dakotas, northwest Iowa, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd like to remind people that planted acres and harvested acres are two separate things. And they may be planted, but they may not be harvested because of flooding. So ultimately, I think while the USDA did find additional corn acres in the June acreage report, harvested acres is what becomes important once we get into September reporting for the FSA data. And that will give us an idea of what we're looking at as well as prevent plant.
And now for more, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. A livestock economist says he's still not seeing widespread signs of expansion to the cattle herd. University of Missouri Scott Brown says year-to-date beef cow slaughter is down 13% from 2023 levels.
We got to get ourselves down in that 15 to 20% range for an annual average before I get too carried away about what we're doing on the cow side.
But he tells Brownfield there are pockets of the country where expansion is likely happening.
Region 6, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas, down 16.5% year-to-date. And when you look at Region 7, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, down 16.8%. Just a couple of regions where I think weather has been much better.
Another area that's being watched is the percentage of heifers sold at sale barns throughout the country each week. Because without the July cattle inventory report, January 2025 is the next time official breeding inventory numbers will be released. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Keeping your cookout food safe. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. As many of us celebrate Independence Day with a cookout, it's important to make sure we're keeping our food safe and our guests healthy. Kenneth King with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service says there are four guidelines to keep food safe.
The first step is clean. And by clean, we mean to simply make sure that we are washing our hands with soapy water before handling food. If you are grilling out at a park and perhaps there's no running water, we always recommend to bring hand sanitizer. The next step is separate. And separate is about avoiding cross-contamination, which is when harmful bacteria from raw meats infects ready-to-eat foods. So we can avoid this by using separate cutting boards. The next step is cook. And this is about making sure our meat and poultry is fully cooked by measuring its internal temperature with a food thermometer. So for example, this 4th of July, maybe you're grilling chicken wings on the grill. They look good, they smell good, but you're not sure if they're fully cooked. So you wanna make sure you're using a food thermometer. This is how you know it's fully cooked, and that way you won't overcook your food. And the last step is chill. And this simply means to make sure any food that's no longer being eaten is placed back into your refrigerator or in a cooler nestled under some ice.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves.